Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hunt the hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
We gonna do this one for the fans. Bad Ant.
MP3 Wax. Let's go. Yeah.
I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes.
Underlay, underlay. I made a killing on Saturday. Look at me falling my heart away. In the strip club, don't wear rent away. Since the beginning, car as I rent it. Pull up, jump out, these haters offended. Down for my rollie, got diamonds all in it. Chasing that paper, these niggas pretending. Money, yeah, overhold. I'm dead, money overdose. Getting head while I'm on a boat. ducking fans for a little dope. Hey, Poppy can't find me, I disappeared on him. Gave me a brick, then I switched numbers on him. Wake up with models that really be hungry. I can't ignore it, the money keep calling. You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. Like over here, light up the city. Couple of pox and a whole lot of piggy. I got a unity G's, I'm fitting. Hey, think I'm a savage, car automatic. I don't be tricking, they fuck automatic. Pop out the ghost, they go there with magic. We don't be talking, we load automatic. Too lit to behave, too lit to behave. I don't chase clothes, I chase bread truck. Yup, young nigga get paid. Mars jealous with the strap on. Sports cars, no hat on. Had to hustle hard to let back on. Real shit, there's no rap song.
You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes. Niggas hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting doors. You too busy chasing hoes.
Reality. Welcome to Global 14. The cut goes down on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. Just coming through real quick. No guests today. No other hosts are going to please. Just me and you. You know how we do. Definitely wanted to open up the show today with a couple of new records. The Mino featuring Jay Hood with Doe. That's D-O-E. Very dope record. Makes you want to get out up and get it. Y'all know how I am about that. And then we also had the Beautiful Ugly by Lonnie Moore, who actually sent that record to us for like the unsigned review, and it was dope, so we kept it. But yeah, so just wanted to come through and say what's up. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a lot going on. Extremely busy. I'm on the West Coast right now. There's conference out here. There's just a lot going on. I mean, like always, right? I do want to say, if this is your first time tuning in, this is Jermaine Dupri's The Cut via Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's blog site. So definitely head over to the website, see what's good. Holler at JD on Twitter, Instagram. Let him know you're following Global14 and The Cut. We will be having several opportunities coming open, available pretty soon here. Very excited. I don't like doing the whole we coming, we grinding, we about to do this, we about to do that. I don't like to do a lot of talking, only on the Wednesday night segment. But in all that being said, we do have a lot of opportunities and different things that are coming up. So please stay abreast, stay tuned. It doesn't hurt to come back and play this episode. You don't have to catch it live. I know Empire's on right now, killing me, I suppose. I don't even know what time it comes on, but I'm pretty sure that could be a conference of interest for those of you who are just diehard Empire fans. But anyway, I do thank and appreciate those who do take the time to listen, call in, support from near and afar. We definitely do appreciate you on the show. We will be back having quite a few guests, probably starting next month. Just a lot going on. Like I said, I've been traveling, I've been flying, I've just been doing a lot. So hasn't really been a need to have anybody on the show to promote anything and do any live broadcasting with the live guests. It's just the schedules have really been bad. So starting next month, I'll get back to all of that. But it's just me and you. Good news today. I don't smoke, but everybody, the 420 thing, I guess that came about. Really don't know the history of how it all started, but hey, it's 420. And then we also have NBA playoffs. What else is going on? Kobe Day, Mamba Day was last Wednesday. So there definitely wasn't a broadcast. It was all about basketball last Wednesday. And for me, every day is about basketball. If you know me, you know I come from a family of players. So we're all crazy about sports. But today, most excitingly, the Harriet Tubman news, which I thought was just crazy. So we're going to play this record, and then we'll get back to that news. But I thought that was amazing, and I want to kind of talk about what I see online and what we all can predict what is to come with the Harriet Tubman $20 bill announcement. What's up with it? Shout out to the Black History movement. Shout out to all of that, because, you know, it's very important, and it was really innovative what she did, but it's interesting. So I'm excited. Let me play a sincere record, Sexy Gone and Beautiful, something R&B, kind of slow down. Let me try not to play nothing with the N-word, and then we'll talk about that real quick. If you have any questions, comments, you want to contribute to the conversation today, 760-913-4119, or as always, you can hit me on Twitter.
And with God as my witness, I don't wanna miss this. I'm
Midwest, but that was ended with Sexy Grown and Beautiful. I felt like that was appropriate for what I wanted to talk about real quick, because A, shout out to the U.S. Treasury Department for making it, putting the news out there today, setting it in a good way, in all good ways to me, but not so happy for some others. Definitely some disturbing comments, but it's nothing that we haven't seen before. When I say we, it's just a little bit more blatant now, especially since the Trump election and all of that. Yeah, so if you haven't heard, then you don't know what you're doing for today. It got too high. Maybe you thought it was a chip. Maybe you didn't know what the men's were talking about, but yes. The Treasury made the announcement today that the votes are in and Cynthia Tubman is going to be on the face of the new $20 bill. So, yeah, it's absolutely amazing removing Jackson and adding Harriet Tubman. So, last Thursday on the internet, there was some talk about what about the shippers when the 20s are being thrown? Are they going to pick it up and look at the bills? I mean, just ignorance, you know, like, making fun about drug dealing. It was just hilarious. So it's been a fun day. I've enjoyed looking at the men. And then there was one about, it was just a lot of them. You just gotta Google Harriet Tubman men and you'll be laughing. I was enjoying them today. You know, they had one with the Paula Deen about how she's gonna, you know, you're gonna be mad when the 20s come out the ATM if you're racist. It's just a trip. But people have actually been up in arms. And as you know, all the protesting and all of that that's been done, you know, when they did the Super Bowl tribute and they didn't want to protect her and just all kind of crazy stuff that's been happening. And it's just a shame and just unfortunate that that's taking place. But it's just absolutely hilarious today what's been happening. And I... just need to talk about it, like, to have a good dialogue. I did see a comment from somebody say, I don't want the N-word. Of course, he spelled it with DRS. I don't want those going in my pocket when I go to win. He was talking about when he gambles at the casino in Las Vegas. So I thought that was quite nasty, but you know, we're prepared for that. What I'm prepared to see, and I hate to call it, is burning of 20s and extra protesting going on outside of capitals and just kind of outrageousness. But as somebody stated before, and I think it was actually on Harriet Tubman's Instagram, yes, she has an Instagram, not her herself, obviously, but there is a Tubman Harriet Instagram. And basically what they said was, if we can have a bill who owned slaves and became well known for being a slave master. Basically, they said this: if you never complained about a man who owned 120 slaves being on a $20 bill, then shut up complaining about a woman who fed 300 slaves being on it. So I thought that was really cool and really dope that they had that discussion. And let me see here. Also, there was some talk and discussion about it's okay. There's also some touch and discussion. That's my brother. Like, he's here visiting on the West Coast, so shout out to him for the exchange and dialogue. But yeah, there was also some discussion about what was it? Oh yeah, just about it being a whole woman empowerment thing, which I totally agree with, because it's a woman and we don't have one. And she wasn't the only one being considered. I think people are missing the point. She was actually voted millions. I don't know who, I don't know where the polls were and how you had a say, but it wasn't just, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm moving locations. It wasn't just, oh, we're going to put Harriet on the bill. It was other people being considered. So she won. I think Rosa Parks was among the four as well. There were four women being considered. So, yay. There was another one. I know me, myself in particular, it was, because you know how you call 20 a dub? So everybody was like, so is it a dub or is it a tub now? So that's a good question. Do we call it tubman? Do we call it dubs? Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just been ignorant, fun, historical, in all seriousness, it's just wonderful. So I'm very excited to know that, you know, that's taking place today. Okay, let me see. So what else took place today? One of the things I've been following, actually, is the Tupac movie. I'm very excited about that movie. Can't wait for it to come out. Don't know the projected release date, but as we all know, the dude that's playing Tupac definitely has a very strong resemblance to him. So it's just going to be very exciting. I mean, stature, face, all of that. So it's going to be very dope to sit and watch. I think it's Demetrius McGray, something like that. I follow him on IG because it's really cool. He actually shares some of the behind the scenes of, you know, and he looks just like him. I mean, he shares him in, you know, just different costumes and whatnot, and it looks amazing. So Demetrius Shipp, I think that's what it is, Demetrius Shipp Jr. And I'm just really excited about the movie because, like I said, definitely a fan of Tupac, and the fact that they have the dude that played Notorious in there as well is going to be super dope. It just really sets you up for a time and a feel of what took place during, I mean, you know, it just really gives you a cool movie. I mean, it just really looks like you're watching the movie as a real individual. What else took place? What else taking place? What else is going on? It's a lot going on. I will be back home in Texas in a few weeks here. So if you want to link up and do some business, or you just want to link up, I'll let you know where I'll be on the casual tip. But for business, definitely hit me up beforehand so we can arrange the appointments. My birthday, I think I'm having a little shindig. I may or may not. I will let you know. And of course, I'm going to have flyers and whatnot, but anytime I do stuff, I like to have a little special guests and be extra with mine. So I don't know. I know 1 year, Watson and I, he said, let's do a birthday bash together. And I was like, are you kidding me? I would love to, but I couldn't because of my son's schedule. But now that that has changed, I think maybe I need to hit Watson. What are you doing for your birthday? let's do it. Him and I have the same birthday, so shout out to a Texas legend. Well, his is June 5th, I'm June 6th. What else can I share with you guys? Of course, I'm just rambling because I don't have a guest. What else happened? I feel like there'd be so much happening. I'd be like, we need to talk about that Wednesday. And then I totally forget. What else? Okay, so Jermaine Free. Of course, I'm going to mention something for him. He's still filming BET Moguls. It's him, Damon Dash, some other people. I see a lot of people making pop-up appearances, Snoop Dogg, and, you know, just him showing little Instagram videos and flicks and whatnot. If you saw the rap game, then you kind of get a feel for the things that Jermaine Dupri has done and is still doing right now, what he's working on now. But as far as the moguls, that's going to show a little bit more insight, not just rap game business, but everything. And then we get to probably see a little bit of Miss Mulatto, who is the winner of the rap game. Rap Game Season 2 is filming, coming up pretty here shortly, and we'll be, I think they started broadcasting. I don't know what they're doing, because I know the kids got to get out of school to do the filming portion of the Rap Game Season 2. So I'll try to get a little bit more detail on that. I'll ask him myself, and then I'll get back to you guys on the show. But definitely, I really don't have anything to say. It's kind of one of those nights where I just get to hop on and show my face. You know how you just pop up at the party to say you was there, but you got other things you need to do? That's kind of like what I'm doing on my own show tonight. It's a shame, but it is what it is. It's the truth. Just like I said, running around busy, running myself crazy, about to get an assistant here pretty soon and an accountant to handle some things. So hopefully we'll have some good opportunities available for everybody. If you want to get involved with Global 14 The Cut endeavors, then this is going to be the time to get your resumes ready because we will be interviewing like so. But that's it. Like I said, just hopping on. Just going to do blah, blah, blah for a little bit and say, hey, because of the Harriet Tubman dollar bill. And we can play one of my favorite records. This is so appropriate. Come to the Money. Female Rico Verino and Colonel Loud. Come to these Tubmans. Go get your Tubmans. When you get up, go to the Tubmans. Like, it's crazy. Hey, Tubman on a $20 bill. Dope night. Global 14 The Cut. I'll see y'all next Wednesday at Onyx 254 at Global 14 at Global 14 The Cut.
Ferrari infidelity.
Now when it comes to the money, man, it feel like that. Man, it feel like that. I'm always talking to the money like that, my girl. Ooh, that's my chick. She all so beautiful. I can't get over you.
When I ride through the city with my chick on my side while I'm playing in the kitty. Have you ever took a nap on a whole lot of cash? Match full of blue faces, got me sleeping on the stage. Have you ever lost?
lost it all, watch your friends disappear. Did it all back and watch them quit, they reappear. Money, 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 I'm in love with the rack. Something like my woman trying to get it in the bag. Money, 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 yeah, she's something like my chick. We took a lot of trips and we made a lot of flips. Ever get my old lady, better know how to treat her. Anyone can get her with the fingers, can't keep her. Reminiscing about the trap on how I used to get paid. Thumbing through the checks, feeling like I'm getting laid.
Now when it comes to the money, man, it feel like that. Better feel like that. I'm always talking to the money like that's my girl. Ooh, that's my chick. You're incredible. And I can't get over you. My baby got it going on, making plays around the clock. Sweat so good I can't let it pass by. I'm up waiting on the keep it tap nonstop. Me and this girl going straight to the top. Girl that I can share with white feet. Even make love to her all in my